Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is this Seattle all of a sudden? It is mid-June, and every single day it has been raining. Every day. I mean, there's no break from it. It's been rain. Forget about even the temperatures being a little light. I guess you'd sign for 70, but still. I mean, can we start to get warmed up for the summer here? Can I see the sun? The only good thing is I did shut the sprinkler system off, so save on water that way. But, I mean, it's raining every day. I'd rather pay for the sprinkler water to water that grass. Give me some sun. Let there be light. What the hell is going on here? Every day. I don't want to get out of bed. You know, because the rain pattering on the window or, you know, the roof. It's kind of cozy. But that's okay if it happens in March or April, I guess. Or in the fall. It's June. When are we going to have some nice weather? I guess this weekend's supposed to be a little bit, finally. Cross my fingers, hope to see the sun. It used to be that the sun was out the majority of the time, and the rain would be, oh, crap, it's a rainy day. Like, that's the one-off. You know, like, the rain would be like the Yankees getting shut out. Well, it only happens once every couple of weeks. And now it's like, whoa, it's going to be sunny out on Saturday. Fire up the grill. Now the rain is the aberration. It's absurd what's going on here. If I wanted to move to Seattle, I would. What's up with the East Coast? Not like the commute and the congestion, all that stuff isn't bad enough. However you're getting in. Train, city, parking, just people everywhere. At least if you get to deal with that, the one thing we ask is in June, July, August, maybe you can give us some nice weather. Good God, I can't take the rain anymore. All right, BT and Sal on the fan, 888-808-1019 is the number to call. Rob is calling from Sayreville. Hi, Rob.
Sal, how you doing, man?
What's up, Robbie?
You know, I tell you, I need BT back so that he could balance out your Yankee hate that you're always spewing over here. You got four games that we've looked like crap. There's no mistake. I agree 100%. You're still looking at a team that's 13 games over 500 in first place in their division and, oh, 5 games ago, beat the piss out of the Kansas City Royals, who were a playoff team last year, scored 10 runs, I think 8 runs in the other game. And then in addition to that, you're talking about Dominguez and Volpe and Wells. All right, Wells, disappointment, but he's a catcher. You don't get too much production out of the catcher position often. Dominguez is a kid. And Volpe, the two of them are batting at or above league average. Volpe has gotten better and better each year in his third year now. I coach high school baseball.
He got better this year? Where?
He's gotten better and better each year.
Where?
Numbers.
You can look at the numbers. I'll watch him play. Where's Volpe gotten better this year?
Okay, in the clutch moments, I wish he'd come through a little bit more. I'll give you that.
Even if they're league average, they're not supposed to be league average. They're supposed to be better than that.
What I will say is he's still a young kid. By the time you figure, give him time to get in and get acclimated, 3 years is not that long.
Okay, so then, right, so we got to, so that's part of the problem, where you accept less than, and I don't. I don't tolerate learning at the big league level, especially when it comes to the New York Yankees and trying to win a World Series. Now, you want to be soft and not let that bother you? That's on you. Yeah. I have higher demands and higher expectations.
Yeah, we made the World Series last year. This is a good team. This is not like it's some team that, you know, they don't stand a chance.
It's not
this
the same.
It's a good team that's gotten incrementally better in a lot of key spots.
No, I don't think they are. They made the World Series last year. The lineup, to me, was better. I've said that many times. Do you think the lineup is better this year?
I think the lineup is better top to bottom, yes. Do you miss out on a guy like Soto? 100%. But top to bottom, 100%.
So where is it better?
The 7, 8, 9 spots.
Yeah.
Last year we had it was a hole.
Yeah. It's still a hole. That's the point. It's still a hole.
It's not as bad. It's a smaller hole.
Yeah,
it's not as bad of a hole.
Rob, first of all, it has nothing to do with Yankee hate. So you could say the Yankee hate all you want. It has nothing to do with Yankee hate. I think your Yankee love is blinding you, and thank you for the call, from what the reality of the situation has been for years. And you're right. The Yankees made the World Series last year. You want a medal? Did you hang a banner for that? They made the World Series last year. I mean, it's the Yankees. The Mets used to be mocked for doing crap like that. Wow. You won a pennant. Congratulations. It's about time. You've been around since 1962. What'd you win? 4 pennants? Congrats. Sal, you hate the Yankees. We made the World Series last year. You did. And you lost in 5 games and got embarrassed in the process. And then lost one of your best players in the offseason and did not replace him in the lineup. Now, it's impossible to replace Juan Soto, but Bellinger hasn't been as good as the expectations were, and all those young guys have not lived up to their expectations. So it's not Yankee hate, it's reality. The reality also is, to your point, that the Yankees are still a good team and have as good a chance as anybody else in the American League to get to a World Series. But just like I doubted them last year and ultimately was proven right in the World Series, I doubt them again this year even more so because they don't have Juan Soto in that lineup. Now, the way the Yankees look on June 17th could be totally different come July 31st. Maybe they add a bat or two. Maybe they fortify the bullpen, add an arm, whatever it may be. I trust Brian Cashman going to try to do that. Try is the key word there because it's not like the Yankees haven't tried. They just haven't done it. And if you, as a Yankee fan, are okay with getting to a World Series or having a 2.5 game lead in the AL East or trotting out DJ LeMahieu or the underperforming younger players,
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Could be okay with that. I'm not. I'm sorry, but I have higher expectations and standards for all New York sports teams, especially the Yankees. That's where we have a difference. Robert is calling from Spring Lake, New Jersey. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Sal. First time, long time.
How are you, Robert?
How are you? Yeah. Good. I got three quick points to make.
Go ahead.
LeMayu is the new Aaron Hicks. The organization is a problem. Why we don't develop players better. And the biggest problem really is the Steinbrenner family, because they're the new, the Yankees are the new Wilpon Mets. If George was alive, or if any of the Steinbrenners hated losing as much as George did and only valued championships, if they would have got, if that person was around and they would have, and they lost last year, they would have spent whatever they had to spend to win this year, to fill the holes, to make this a complete team. It's an incomplete team. It's an incomplete bullpen. It's an incomplete team from 1 to 26. And everything you said is spot on. I'm a Yankee lover.
Yeah.
I'm a Yankee lover. And when for me to say, we're the Wilpon Mets now.
And now I think you're taking it probably a little too far there, Robert. I wouldn't go there. I mean, the Mets under prior ownership never had sustained success to the level the Yankees do. But that might almost be the worst thing that could happen to this team. And thank you for the call, Robert. We appreciate you checking in. Because the Yankees always win, and they're always, like, they do it better than most, right? They've been, how many years in the postseason we went over it? The last 30-plus years. They've always made the playoffs. So we kind of take it for granted. And it gives the organization an out to say, well, look at what we've done. How many teams would kill to be in this exact spot, make the playoffs, you know, 35 of the last 38, whatever the exact thing is, I can look it up if you care, but you get the idea. The majority of time of the existence for the last 30-plus years, since 95, the Yankees have been in the playoffs. And that is freaking hard to do. And they deserve a ton of credit for that level of sustained success. However, maybe they could have benefited along the way from bottoming out. And when they did miss the playoffs, they still stuck with what they believed in, mainly Brian Cashman, and their philosophies throughout the organization, which you could give me the analytics, the data, all those different things. Whatever they're doing from the lower levels on clearly isn't working when it comes to developing players properly. That's not an opinion. That's a fact. Go back. I gave you the list of guys before, an endless list, and I'm sure there's more. Go back and compare the expectation versus the result from all those young Yankee players, whether they traded for them, whether they drafted and developed them themselves, whatever it was. They have almost all, outside of Aaron Judge, fallen flat, in most cases far flat, of the expectation from the young players. That would indicate to me not a lack of spending, but a lack of developing the players properly at the lowest levels. And that is the biggest reason why the Yankees haven't been able to get over the hump and win a World Series or two since 2009. And this year, part of absolving the Juan Soto blow, because again, that's not their fault. They tried to bring him back. They wanted to bring him back. They saw the greatness that he and Judge were a year ago. Couldn't bring him back. Okay, so what's next? And they went out there and had a solid offseason. I don't think it was great. And maybe next year will be better. Maybe they'll go get Kyle Tucker, or maybe they figure out a way to trade for Devers if the Giants don't want. Like, I'm sure the Yankees still going to be big game hunting, which should help. But right now, a big part of trying to replace that offensive greatness that they had with the 1-2 tandem a year ago was Bellinger and the young guys. And they've all fallen short. Now, it doesn't mean that it's going to be like that from now through the rest of the season. Maybe, miraculously, they figure it out. Maybe Bellinger starts going nuts, which he's going to have to protect Judge. Maybe Dominguez starts going nuts, or Volpe picks it up. They've got the potential. They just haven't been able to do it consistently enough to be a real potent lineup, which would be the best of their potential. And if they reach that, then they would, in fact, be a great and dangerous team.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
They're already stars, but now you can make them all stars. Vote in the 2025 Pro Spirit MLB All-Star Ballot 5 times daily. Show your favorite players just how much you want to see them play in Atlanta. And new this year, download and visit the MLB Pro Spirit game during Phase 1, and you can secure an additional vote per day for your favorite players. Submit your ballot today at MLB.com/vote and add some shine to summer. Voting ends June 26th at 12 p.m. Eastern Time. MLB trademarks used with permission.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.